Timeline.
Timeline.
Visionary.
Go ahead, talk about timeline, then we'll talk about the I guess
Timeline.
we're going to jump all over today.
Yes, we are. Okay, timeline is where we are in a moment, an emotional moment, and all of a sudden we feel younger than our present age. And that's because our body has timeline, and our child, who knows better than the adult, pops up and says, "Let me take over.
I've got
Let me
control.
drive you there."
Get me the steering wheel.
And Tom did that
Well, I told it. Well,
yesterday.
no, I didn't do it yesterday. What was it? It was Sunday or something. Diane and I were going out. It was Sunday, and we were going to drive down to the coast and have a breakfast at this cute little Mexican restaurant where you sit outside and have eggs and the green chilies on top of pork, whatever that's called. It's just terrific. You know, it's a wonderful restaurant. And so we're going to go down there, and I'm on the street over here, and there's a kid with a little wind-up motor car next to me, you know, a new car with a little teeny engine, and a kid on the right, a girl, and both of them are going down the streets. You're hitting stoplight, and they're both like vroom, right ahead of me. And pretty soon we get, and you know, I've got 350 horsepower in my car. I don't need this nonsense. It's kind of annoying me after a while. Like, you hear those little engines going, you know. And I thought, well, I'll just give them a taste of what a real car is like, you know. And so they're like sitting there at a stoplight. They took off, and I just and took off. And of course, little wind-up engine. His ego got involved, you know. It was him. It was all him. And he.
Yours is not
Mine's not there. We
there.
lost the girl. She backed off. But we're going down the street, and there's a blockade up ahead where they're working on the street. It's in his lane. I'm thinking, fine, I'll brush you off. He's not backing down. It looks like either he smashes or he pulls into me, because I'm not going to let him in front. And, you know, well, somebody in the car screamed.
Diane, thank God.
And I backed off. And of course the lecture's coming, you know, how come you're drag racing with these children?
Because you
And I was
were.
starting to explain to her how I wasn't drag racing with the children, you know, and redefine it somehow. But the fact is, I was drag racing with the children.
Because you timeline.
Talk
Yeah.
about that.
You timelined. What you did is you became their age or younger. We determined 12.
Probably, yes.
So your 12-year-old was behind the wheel.
With a 350 horsepower engine,
How
yes.
scary is
That's pretty scary.
that? But that's what we do. That's how we make these decisions in our life. You have someone who asked a question that Diane's going to read later, and he asked a question, and I already intuited. He did it because his little boy likes to almost get in trouble.
You can't do that. You can't go to questions at
I
this point.
know.
Let's stay on this timeline we're on here.
But really, it's we you'll see it over and over. So when you are in an emotional moment, you need to first ask you, how old do I feel? First question.
Ask yourself this.
Ask yourself that internally, not out loud if you don't want to, but ask yourself, how old do I feel? A number, an age will pop up. A sense of.
Yeah, it always seems to pop up. That's the interesting thing. You ask me that, and immediately I know it's 3 or 5 or 9 or 22 or whatever.
Right.
It,
Yeah.
it's hardly ever my current age, which is getting younger every year.
It is. And you're looking at two.
Thank you so much. I am from California.
Yeah.
All right, so that's timelining, and you've got and we just did heritage. My past, getting over my mother saying, "Don't do this or don't do that," or "You can't ever have what you want,"
Right. Comes
and
from her parents.